Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo once again on the weekend. Yes, I know, still summertime, but I know you see a couple of more autumn leaves in the air. I know it's coming before you know it. Can't believe the fair is over. And there's still so much, though, to look forward to in autumn. That's just everybody's, well, a lot of people's favorite season is autumn for a lot of great reasons. Before we start our next segment, we always give you a fun science fact of the day. How about this one? Octopus ink doesn't just hide the animal. It also harms its enemies. I did not know that. The ink contains a compound called tyrosinase, which causes a blinding irritation when sprayed in a predator's eyes. It also confuses a predator's sense of smell and taste. In fact, octopus ink is so potent that octopuses who don't escape their own ink cloud can die. So hopefully they're quick. So they're just something kind of fun for you today. They're very intelligent animals. Very intelligent. They can actually find their way to the top of a closed jar and spin the top of the jar to get out. They're just amazingly intelligent octopuses. Yeah. All right. So we're having fun talking about that today. But now we're gonna shift to people and people who are smart and people who need some help as well. And I've got two of our guests in studio today who you might not expect to hear in this same segment, but actually it's like salt and pepper. They're great together. We've got Roxanne Sorensen, who is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, and in many occasions, Roxanne has told us she works with your attorney, she works with the STAMs and brings them in so everybody is on the same page about your assets and how you move forward with elder care. So Brad Stamm is in studio today from the Stamm Law Firm in Williamsville. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Linda. Hi. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here. Nice to pass on an octopus fact or two.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
It is, and I love octopuses, so that's even pretty cool.
I hear about these facts from so many listeners. It's kind of funny.
That's cute.
I heard that one about the penguin, or now it's the octopus. But well, anyway.
We could be one of the tentacles, Brad.
Sure.
Yes,
have
one of the arms. It's one animal
sounds
with
good.
Many arms.
There you
okay,
go.
So there
perfect
you go,
segue.
Roxanne.
That's how we
love
feel
it.
Sometimes, right, Roxanne?
Absolutely. I feel like I need 10 more arms.
Right. And I know that you've worked with Brad, you've worked with Brian, you've worked with the Stamps for a long time. Tell me about how it is. Where would you be with a client, and how do you help them where you would need now the Stamps to come in? They're law representatives.
A lot of times when I have a family come in, I'm looking at their medical needs, their financial needs, and placement. A lot of it has to do with placement, or can they afford someone coming into the home privately to provide care. So I do enough research financially, but then I bring in Brad and his team to be able to really weave through the estate plan. Because I like to have the immediate plan, mm-hmm. the short-term plan, and the long-term plan. And I really feel that Brad and his team are part of that short to long-term plan, because I really need some backup and understanding the annuities, the IRAs, promissory notes, trust, wills. And you'll be surprised, almost 10 clients come in, eight do not have power of attorneys. Mm.
And that's one of the special three, right?
Yeah. It's one of the basic three, Linda. Absolutely.
That you got to have.
There's a lot of times that Roxanne will call me up, and one of the very first things, and probably one of the most important things you need whenever you're either planning for a nursing home or an assisted living or Medicaid or things along those lines, is a power of attorney. And if they don't have the power of attorney, and they don't have the right power of attorney, more importantly, then there's a real problem. And so Roxanne will call me up, and we'll, even if we just do a simple power of attorney for a family, that opens up the opportunity and the possibilities for Roxanne and our firm to really help that family in total.
Oh my God, yes. Now you have the power of attorney. Now you have Roxanne on your side, and you have this united team who's working.
Linda, I can't tell you how many times when I meet with clients, usually their most immediate need is Roxanne's specialty. Mm-hmm. So I'll be meeting with a client, and it might be, mom or dad is in rehab, and they're telling us they have to go somewhere. We don't know where to go. We don't even know what they're talking about. They're asking us for financial data, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, okay, hold on. To figure out where your mom and dad need to go, you need to call Roxanne. Mm-hmm. And of course, I pass along the number, and I say they are the best. She is the best at placing, assessing, and figuring out what place or facility is best for your loved one. That is first and foremost. And that is the most important thing. You want good care for your loved one. The financial stuff and all the other things we do to then begin to figure out how to pay the bill, per se, that's second. First and foremost is that assessment and that placement, and that's where Roxanne is the best.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, and Roxanne, I think we should back up again and remind people what you can do for a family.
Well, I challenge it back saying, what can I do? Mm-hmm. I do in-home evaluations to make sure they're safe and appropriate in their home so we can bring services in. We evaluate what level of care they need, so assisted living, nursing home, or maybe a retirement community. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone just assumes my mother needs to go to a nursing home. 9 out of 10 people don't need a nursing home. We do financial applications for Medicaid. We guide them through the VA system. I do relocation all over the country. So there really isn't anything we don't do, and mm-hmm. we specialize with the Medicaid. My passion is the veterans, so I do a lot with that. But really, it's guiding them through a plan, because most of the time people call in crisis. My goal is to make sure there is a plan in place instead of those crisis calls.
Roxanne, to me, it would also seem imperative if we have an elder parent or parents who are in town, and now the kids have moved out of town. So they're not right here. They really don't know what the plan would be. They have no plan. If something were to happen to mom and dad, to make an appointment with you.
You're right.
And possibly Brian, too. So there is a plan in place when necessary. You're
Absolutely.
Not making crisis calls, about what you're in the emergency room now and you don't know what's going on.
Even if they're local. I mean, how hard is it to get off of work sometimes? They can't go to all those doctor's appointments. They may not be able to see mom and dad on a routine basis. They may have families that are going to sporting events. So we do. Our nurse can go in and do a check. I have cases that they go in weekly, monthly, quarterly. It's all customized to what that person needs. Mm-hmm. You just need oversight and supervision. And I'll tell you, when I walk into a home and I'm looking at the POA and it's not signed or initialed properly, wrong year, or they hand me a long-term care policy that they think is going to pay for everything and it's not, or they actually have a trust. Mm-hmm. They have a regular irrevocable trust, but I'm reading it and nothing's protected, or the wrong stuff is in it, or none of it makes sense. That's when I call Brad and say, help. I really need to. I think these people are not going to be happy with what I have to say, because they paid money for these documents that are wrong.
Wow. And Brad, I've talked to your dad before about this. We may have people who are listening saying, well, I know my parents' legal situation is in order. Yes, so did I, until right. We needed it and found out that my parents never signed anything or sent it back. They just collect mail and kind of put it in the drawer. So yeah. Nothing was in place.
You know, that happens a lot, Linda, and it's certainly nobody's fault per se, right? You're not going to blame someone. Sometimes documents, you think they're done and they're not. Mm-hmm. You think that they're done correctly, they may not have been. There might have been a mistake or an error. That's where we come into play, mm-hmm. because, as Roxanne will tell you, you have to have the right documents in place. And if you're too late, because think about it, in order to sign a legal document, you need capacity, right? And if that individual no longer has capacity, that means they can't sign another document. So if it wasn't done appropriate the first time, now you're in real trouble. And so what happens is you can't then maybe do some of the planning Roxanne and I would love to do for that family.
Right.
So that's why she will literally call me as I'm driving on my cell phone. I need some help. I don't think this power of attorney was done correctly or what have you. Or they don't have one. Can you really help? And we have to act fast because, again,
right,
capacity is the key.
Right. And Roxanne, we've talked about this before. When you are looking for care for your loved ones, your parents, it could be a sibling, could be anybody. And in fact, it doesn't even have to be someone who's a senior. When we're looking for help for that person, a lot of people think that they have an idea in mind. Oh, I think they will just go here.
Correct.
Or there. And then really until they actually knock on the door, they don't realize they don't qualify for that place.
Absolutely. They go to 40, 50 different places.
Right.
They downloaded a list. And out of that 60 place list, you might only really qualify for two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really eye-opening because they've spent hours and hours of time they didn't have. They've gone on tours. They fell in love with a place only to find out they can't stay there. Or maybe they do stay for 2 months, but then now have to leave because they're out of money.
Mm.
I mean, you don't want to keep uprooting your loved one. You need all the facts. And, you know, those buildings are meant to sell their building.
Yeah.
So they're not going to give you the other options. That's not what their role is. And you can't fault them for that. But at the same time, you need the right information.
And Brad, I've heard on the STAM commercial how much elder care is costing. Mm-hmm. And I hear your dad's voice say, who can afford that? Well, nobody can afford that. And it's true. If you go into this not knowing or thinking, oh, well, you know, Medicare will take care of it or forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big realization that may definitely not be the case.
You know, Medicare and Medicaid are confused terms.
Mm-hmm.
People use one
right.
in the wrong spot versus the other, and it's a big issue out there. Well, Medicare will cover, like you just
right.
said. No, Medicare doesn't cover nursing homes or things like that.
That's
Medicare
right.
is insurance. It might cover your rehab or your hospital stay, but it definitely doesn't cover, you know, nursing homes. So that's when Medicaid comes in. But Linda, you're absolutely right. It is so expensive. I mean, everything's expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nursing homes are expensive. And when you tell someone $15,000 to $18,000 per month times 12 times your life expectancy, if you don't have, I mean, think about it. Think of all that money that
right.
could be bye-bye to the nursing home. Right.
And you may be getting information from one source that tells you that's your only alternative. Well, listen, if you sit down with Roxanne, you may find out that's not your only alternative.
Right.
Linda, you need an advocate.
Right.
I always call Roxanne the advocate.
Yep.
You need someone who isn't going to say, oh, yeah, that home for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, nah, let's take a look at a couple different ones. What's best for you and your family?
Right.
That's what an advocate does. That's what I do in my profession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an advocate. I want to make sure my client is taken care of the right way. And that's the key.
That's the key.
And as an advocate, we are not just looking at their money. If you really think about it, we're really looking at the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the team approach comes in. You can't do this on your own. Even I have to ask my team and Brad and others for my own personal stuff. I've explained about my parents, right? We had to advocate for my dad and my mom. I still do that today. I'm in the industry. People know who I am. But at the end of the day, I'm still a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still a wife and all that. So we live it just as much as we work in it. And it is expensive. My mother and I debate this every day because she goes to dialysis. She's like, they're saying you don't have to pay for it. I'm like, Mom, how many times do I have to tell you? It costs money. It's not under Medicare.
Right.
She doesn't believe me. I'm like, stop worrying about it because she doesn't want me to be paying for
right,
it. She
right.
thinks it should go through her insurance. It doesn't always work that way.
No, we're going to have to stop it here. But folks, if you're listening and you're saying, I did not know this or I'm learning so much, believe me, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is why Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions of Western New York will work with Brad Stamm and his team at the Stamm Law Firm. If you're interested in talking to Roxanne, 716-823-1476 or eldercarewny.com. I really, really advise that you call it right away. Over 25 years of experience. And of course, you know Brad Stamm. Let their family help your family. Brad Stamm on Worley Drive, 631-5767. These folks are here to help you get through the tough stuff, okay? And make sure everybody gets their answers needed, their answers that they need, and also get the life they deserve. But these folks working together, they can help you. And remember, you heard it here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome back. You know it's me, Linda Pellegrino. You just can't shut me up. On the TV for a long time, and now back on radio, my first love, here on Senior Radio, which I love doing because we impart so much great information to so many people. And I thank all of you who are listening locally and also listening from far away, listening on Odyssey, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. And they're so jealous when they hear of what we're doing here in Western New York or in Buffalo, New York. So I love that. All right, before we get into our topic, your science fact of the day. I wish I had a little echo there. This is kind of gross, but I think you'd want to know this. There are around 3,500 mosquito species. However, only a couple hundred of these consume human blood. And of those mosquitoes, it is only the females who feast on human blood. Female mosquitoes need a blood meal before they can lay eggs. You know, it's been a long summer and a lot of us are swatting like crazy. But yeah, there's an awful lot of mossies around, 3,500 mosquito species. Well, I'm glad there's still only, well, there's still too many that bite. But anyway, there's something that you didn't know 5 minutes ago, or maybe you did. Anyway, we're thrilled because we are talking about being a senior and what that means. It means that we've achieved something that many people have not had the opportunity to, and that is to live to an age where we're seeing our kids as adults. We're being grandparents, which is such a blessing. There's so many things that we can watch as a senior come to fruition that we worked our whole life for. And I've got the two perfect people in studio to talk more about this. We have Angela Marinucci, who is the new Commissioner of Senior Services for Erie County, and my buddy Richard Derwald, who's a consultant for senior services. And Richard, we talk about this all the time, how being a senior today is so different from what we remember as our grandparents when we were little.
And I think the biggest aspect, Linda, is our longevity.
Mm-hmm.
We're experiencing, you said, most people have never experienced. I'd say no demographic group has ever experienced the longevity that we have now. Of course, I am the world's youngest teenager.
Yes, you are.
And no, I'm the world's oldest teenager. I blew the one line.
No, I like the world's youngest teenager. I like that. Because it's always, it's in your mind, yeah, right?
That's what I really think, right. Which is horrible. gets me a lot of trouble.
No, but it's true, right? I mean, we were saying how the senior centers have changed from what you might think it is to what it really is.
I've seen it over the past 25 years. The changes are enormous. And just a little fact is that when I was born in 1935, that I was born in February. Believe it or not, at that time, there was no Social Security.
Ooh.
No, people did not get the checks at the end of every month. It was a whole different world out there. And it wasn't until May, till Franklin Roosevelt implemented Social Security. And the one last thing I'd like to say, and I'd like Marcia to comment on, DeAngela, the average age, the average longevity in this country was 62 and a half years.
Yeah, I believe
62
that.
62 and a half years, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So by the time you were 60 years old, but they put in Social Security, and you could collect it at age 65, which meant most people working would never collect Social Security.
That's right.
And now we're into a whole new world.
Right.
A brave new world.
Yes.
An exciting new world.
Right. Because you know what? Gosh darn it, if it's out there, I'm living to get it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And our older adults are more active and living these full lives because they don't have to be working, until they're right at death's door. So they're, what we think of as older adults and what they were doing back in the day is so different than right now. These are the people who are traveling and exploring and hiking.
And falling in love.
And falling in love. Oh, wonderful stories. We hear them all the time.
I know.
Yeah. So it's a great time to be an older adult in Erie County.
It is. It's never been better. And that's why this show was all about being proactive and being positive, because there are things out there that you may not know. And you may not know what kind of activities await you in your local senior center. And, you know, let me tell you something. Maybe you live in Amherst and there you have a great senior center, but maybe all your friends are there, and maybe you live in Marilla or you live in East Aurora. You can still join the Amherst Senior Center and vice versa.
That's correct. Yep.
So you can go to where your friends are and
you
enjoy
should.
Both experiences across experience.
Exactly.
Check out the senior centers across the county. Make it an outing. You know, see what's for lunch in Kenmore versus Orchard Park, those type of things. The senior centers are doing so many awesome things, classes at different ones, and what place to your interest, and then you'll meet friends who are doing the same type of things, and maybe you guys grab lunch or you do something along those lines. So we have an awesome network of senior centers that we work with across the county, and they blow me away with their ideas. We're coming out with a fantasy football pilot at a couple of them just in time for the football season, and we have in early September an awesome outing for the Bisons game coming up.
Oh, I want to hear about that. I just went to Italian night and it was awesome.
The Bisons are awesome. We're so lucky to have them here in Buffalo. And so we're working with the Bison organization and our senior center. So go check out your local one. And we will be offering with county money to encourage seniors to get out to learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness and come to a Bison's game. So they can get a ticket. They can hang out with us. We ran this in June. It was an awesome day.
So they come and listen to the COVID info and then they get the tickets.
They get a little handout with the tickets
that gives
them a website and tells them about boosters or anything that they may
That's
not.
That's good.
Yeah, it tells them where to look. No requirement for vaccine, no mandates or anything like that, just true information on the government websites to kind of check out. So
they'll
get a little flyer. They can come to the game. The Bisons are super excited about this. When we ran it in June, they made sure that all of our seats were in the shaded areas.
I just love that.
It was so thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful.
And the Bisons were really excited. I think we had 400 in June. We're hoping to shoot a little bit higher this time. So it'll be a Thursday afternoon game on September 8th, but going through the senior center. So go check them out. Them about those Bison tickets.
And they put on a great game. You know, I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, I'll admit it, but I can't really get down to Yankee Stadium and I can't pay those prices.
Right.
I had a great experience watching our own Bisons.
Sure.
And it was fabulous baseball.
They do a wonderful time. It's a beautifully upkept,
great stadium. You can eat. It's affordable.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun, you know. And you know, Richard, we were talking too that you have to think about the wisdom that's in our seniors. Think about the people who have made the military a career, or the people who ended up in college and they're teaching now like on our University Express.
Yes, exactly.
We have such smart people in our senior generation. A lot of people are tradesmen. They're people who are skilled. Nobody knows how to do what they do they retire.
That's exactly right.
Right?
There's a lot of things that are being lost in the transition. I said they're very intelligent. I'm probably the only exception to that.
No.
When I
but I mean, you know, the skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to our grandparents about the kinds of things they do by hand. Look at the craftsmanship on so many things that our mothers and grandmothers did, the needlework. Absolutely. Where are those things today? I mean, that took a lot of intelligence and a lot of skill, and a lot of those things were handed down from generation to generation. I love having those conversations with people my age and better and seeing the kinds of things that are still out there. And that's the kind of things you discover when you talk to someone your own age at a senior center.
That's why the intergenerational programs, too, that we have in some of the community centers, mm-hmm. where the seniors and the younger people come to the same center, then you get some meshing of
Right.
Of ideas.
I love it when our seniors are teaching the little ones how to read.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
That is the sweetest thing if you've never seen that before.
And our older adults span a 40-year bracket is the hope, right? So if you're talking somebody who's 90 and you're, you know, 61, you're talking about a different life experience.
Exactly.
Learning and growing together. It's such a huge cohort of active and different types of people, and it's exciting to be able to sit down and take the time
right.
to talk to
and
them.
It might give you a different perspective. We live in a very technological world. Everything is instant. Talk about someone who lived through World War II when they had to wait for a letter once a month from their loved one. And you want to talk about real want and need and patience. I mean, these people had it all. That's why they call it the greatest generation.
Absolutely.
And there's just so much to be learned, and I don't want to lose that. I love talking to our seniors and our veterans and all the people who make up this world because they're so valuable to us. And that's why we want to get out there and share our knowledge and be friends and meet other people and live our very best life right up until the last day God gives us. Anyway, that's it for today because our time is up. But I want to thank Angela Marinucci, who is the Commissioner of Senior Services for Erie County, and Richard Durwalt joining me in studio today for another wonderful Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope everybody's had a great week, and now you're enjoying a great weekend. As you know, you hear about Senior Radio during the week, and we talk about the kinds of people that we have, the kind of services we can help you with, and really, it's a whole spectrum of ways that we can improve your life. And this morning, we have a super agency that has been with us for a while now here on AM Buffalo, and that is People Inc. So this morning, in case you don't know who they are and what they do, we're very excited to have Jake Wilkins with us, Vice President of Home Healthcare Services from People Inc., and Brian Clayback, who's General Manager of People First Mobility. So welcome, guys. Nice to have you here. You have such big agencies, and you help so many people, but let's start with you, Jake. Maybe you can explain what the program is.
Sure. People Home Health Services has a few different varieties of home care. What we're really focusing on today is the certified home care. That means that we can bring the level of care very similar to your clinics and other outpatient settings to the comfort of your home. By that, I mean we can bring nurses, physical, occupational, speech therapists out, dietitians, social workers, depending on what your needs are, and we perform the skills that are very similar to what you would receive in a clinic or an outpatient setting right in the comfort of your home.
Does a doctor make the determination on what someone needs?
Yes, typically the nurse or therapist goes out after a physician has given some orders that let us know that we can go out and do an initial assessment. And mm-hmm. from there, we coordinate with the physician to be their kind of eyes and ears on the ground and let them know what we're seeing, what deficits or things we're identifying that might could benefit from a nurse or a therapist's skill.
You know, I'm glad you gentlemen are here today, because what someone needs today may not be what they need next year. You know what I mean? Because people's right. health changes all the time. So we're just so glad you're here to explain to us. Do you service all of Erie County or even all of Western New York?
We service Erie and Niagara County. Okay. And every crevice of those counties. So we're not restricted within those bounds.
How many people do you think you're servicing right now?
Across all business lines, somewhere around 150 or so.
Okay.
Folks wow. in the area.
And are some of these new people, is it turning over all the time where you're getting people for the first time?
Sure. Yeah, we do. Sorry,
that's
I'm
okay.
struggling here.
That's okay. You get referrals, I'm sure, but yes. Yeah, I would imagine that as people's circumstances change, maybe they're coming to you from other agencies even?
Occasionally,
yeah.
yes. When someone has had a recent exacerbation of disease or possibly a new diagnosis, a physician might send us out to help someone navigate. A lot of times when somebody's had a big change in their health history, there are some literacy issues, some health yeah. literacy issues that we can help them navigate from. Why are we taking this new medication? Why is it important to take it this way? What's important to know about my diet? And what do I need to report to my doctor?
So, Jake, it can be short-term or long-term.
Sure, yes. We yeah. can provide some of both. Typically, the certified side, we're dealing with more acute issues. Mm-hmm. We're addressing those, and then we're always gaming towards helping someone on a healing trajectory so that they don't need us. The yeah. end point and our end goal is always independence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go on to Brian, who is the general manager of People First Mobility. Maybe you can explain what that is.
Sure. We're a durable medical equipment company. So we provide medical equipment for people to use in their home, really to keep them out of facilities and things like that. A variety of products as far as, you know, wheelchairs and other mobility devices, hospital beds, specialty beds, those types of things for, again, you know, independence is really our goal for everybody that we serve.
So let's just say, Brian, somebody calls you and they say, look, my husband is now going to be at home. He's going to need certain things. What happens at that point?
Well, normally what happens is we would first check and see if they're working with a physical or occupational therapist. Most of the time our evaluations are done with the OT or PT. So if they're working with a therapist already, we would arrange to meet with them, you know, at their home. If they're not seeing a therapist now, we would work with you know, some of the outpatient clinics. PeopleLink has an outpatient seating and mobility clinic, and we would try to you know, arrange to that meeting again with the therapist. We really try to take that team approach. You know, the individual who needs the equipment, any family members that they have as part of their team, and then the OT and PT to, you know, really determine what's going to be best for them.
Okay, now Jake and Brian, other people do this, other agencies do this. What makes PeopleLink unique?
So from a home health perspective, we are the only home health agency in the region, really I think this side of Syracuse, that has a special needs distinction. Mm-hmm. It means that we have specific training for the special needs population.
Sounds like to me you're people. You have that real caring gene. And, you know, you'll work with that person and just make sure that they have everything that they absolutely need. How about, can a caregiver in need reach out to PeopleLink about the person that they're caring for and their needs?
Sure. We do sometimes receive, on the front end of a referral, a call from a caregiver. Now, we are nurses and therapists, so that means that we work under the orders of physicians mm-hmm. or mid-level providers. So we can be notified of an interest, but then we carry that forward to their doctor and we let them know that, you know, the patient or person is requesting services, and then we can, with the physician's permission, go out and provide an assessment that may or may not lead to home care services.
Okay, now we're speaking with Jake Wilkins, who's the Vice President of Home Healthcare Services with People Inc., and Brian Klayback, who's the GM of People First Mobility. So, Brian, how do both those agencies work together?
Well, again, I think it's that, you know, the collaborative approach of People Inc. in general, you know, really as an agency to serve the community, really all individuals within the community. So as we look at it, you know, whether we're working, you know, with individuals in the community, we'd be working with the home health agency, working with those OTs and PTs. But it's really, I think, as the core values of the agency really trickle down to all the different companies, you know, including People First Mobility, so that while there are other companies out there that provide equipment similar to ours, most of the local companies have been purchased by, you know, national companies.
Yeah.
So I think you really, you know, you lose that that caring for the individual. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes there's too many layers between the, you know, this huge corporation that's not even local and, you know, the people we're trying to serve. So I think for us, you know, it's really that, you know, hometown feel that we work with, you know, for the folks we serve.
And I know, Jake, there's a lot of other various benefits.
Sure. Some things that people don't consider are that, you know, we provide core services, so physical therapy, occupational therapy. We spend a lot of time really trying to get to the root of what the issues are. So when someone is having falls issues, our therapists can evaluate not only for gait issues or strength issues. We also look at things like your inner ear issues. Oh. Our nurses are trained in advanced wound care techniques, so we can use the highest level and most cutting edge wound care modalities that are available at this time. And we'll continue to train and grow and make our nurses and our therapists able to provide the most relevant and most cutting-edge services that are available.
And I understand that People Certified Home Health is accepting referrals right now.
Yes, we are. We are definitely accepting referrals, and it's as easy as a conversation with your physician or a phone call to our 716-874-5600 number.
Okay, and that would be... if you're living with a chronic condition, you may want to call. You need a smooth transition from the hospital rehab center to home, recovering from an illness or injury, or who needs extra assistance. I understand you're the only agency in Western New York that provides specialized home health care to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which you just said, and you support in-home, you support this with in-home nurses and rehabilitation therapists for short-term health needs. Again, accepting referrals for physical, occupation, and speech therapists. I think that's great. And you support is provided for people 18 years old and older with or without developmental disabilities at home, including certified settings and IRAs. And you have services that will go as well. So, Jake, tell us about that. And I think what I'm talking about is that intermittent skilled nursing is available,
yeah.
Right?
Sure. Our intermittent skilled nursing that goes along with that, nutrition and medical social work, and again, the whole suite of therapy services that are available.
Okay. Now, Brian, where is People First Mobility located?
We're located at 800 Hurdle Avenue, which is right on the corner of Hurdle and Elmwood.
And are you looking for, is there career opportunities there too?
There are, you know, I mean, we're always looking for good people. You know, as the company grows, you know, we try to find people that, you know, have a compassion for the individuals that we work with. Again, there's a lot of, you know, the people we work with are often going through very difficult times,
right.
A lot of uncertainties in the future. So we really are looking for folks that can, show some compassion for those individuals and really find a way that we can best meet their needs to get them the appropriate equipment for independence.
You know, a lot of people think that, you know, today's world is just so techno, you know, and very impersonal. But Jake, the kind of people you're looking for are just the opposite of that. You know, I mean, they really want to work with people one-on-one, and they probably have the best careers if they're that kind of person.
Absolutely. We are looking for detail-oriented, caring people that want to spend the time to provide the stellar care that People Inc. is known for providing.
Yeah, and People Inc. has been around a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, it's been a while. How can people best get in touch with you?
Again, the telephone number, the 716-874-5600 is the best line to give us a call.
Okay, or peopleinc.org. How about you, Brian? Is there a different number or same thing?
There is a different number. Our main number is 716-566-5000.
Okay. I know you folks have been super busy. A lot more people, more home than ever. But you know, everybody, you can count on People Inc. It's just an awesome organization, and they're here for you. That's what it's all about. We want to make sure that they are in the conversation when it comes time to talk about your loved ones who have these needs, and they can help them at home. And again, if you have that caring gene, they're looking for you, too, to join their team. Once again, People Inc., folks, 874-5600. You can call 716-874-5600, peopleinc.org. And remember, you heard them right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hello, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you are having a great summer. Hope you're having a great weekend in this wonderful summer without a lot of rain. You notice you're watering your garden a lot? Well, I'm glad you do, because it's not like we have zebras walking around Buffalo. Zebras are at the Buffalo Zoo. But did you know zebras are herbivores? They spend most of their day eating grass. I wish they'd come to my lawn. Sometimes they will eat leaves, shrubs, twigs, and bark too, but their teeth are well adapted for grazing and feature sharp incisors at the front for biting grass and large molars at the back for grinding it. So you don't have to be afraid that a zebra might take a bite out of you because they're herbivores and they're not interested. So there you go. Hey, listen, we're going to be talking not about zebras, but if you can't see a zebra's stripes, that might mean you are ready for an annual eye exam. Now, this morning, we have Dr. Andrew Sedlecki with us, Sedlecki Cataract and Vision Care, with offices all throughout Western New York. When was the last time you had an eye appointment, okay? Well, you can call 716-634-8500 or visit eyesonbuffalo.com to make sure you get your appointment. And let me also say, if you are a diabetic, it is imperative that you get an annual eye exam. Good morning, Dr. Sedlecki. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be here.
Yeah, let's talk about the impact. I mean, diabetes, the thing is, it can be ignored for a long time. But what people don't understand is that diabetes is still working on your body, even though you may not have overt symptoms, and also on your eyes. So that screening is very important.
That's correct. I would agree with that 100%. And the eye is actually one of the places that oftentimes we will find or make the diagnosis of diabetes. Patients will come in for an annual eye exam for other purposes, or their vision might be a little bit blurry. And in the process of examining them, we'll find evidence of diabetes inside the eye. And just like diabetes inside the body, diabetes inside the eye can manifest in a lot of different ways. And you'll hear about patients needing their dilated eye exam to look for problems in the retina, but the truth of the matter is that diabetes can lead to the development of cataract and lead to blurry vision and glare at night. Obviously can lead to retina problems, but also can cause strokes in the eye that can leave patients blind and also lead to the development of glaucoma that can also leave patients blind. So it's one of these things that if you let it kind of get out of control, you might be in trouble at some point. So keeping up with your annual eye exams and with your primary care doctor is very important to prevent some of these issues from happening.
I didn't realize you can actually learn and really pretty much detect someone with diabetes just by their eye exam. So the thing is, as I'm getting older, I have floaters. I have a little bit of blurriness. How do I know that this is not a side effect of diabetes?
It's a good question. The truth of the matter is that you yourself cannot know without having a thorough eye exam to check for these sorts of things. Now, there are certain features of vision loss and blurry vision and floaters that sometimes can cue a professional into whether or not it's due to diabetes as opposed to just typical aging changes inside the eye. But in general, yes, patients who have trouble with vision, patients who have floaters, especially if they wake up or develop a number of them suddenly, certainly should be examined to check and make sure diabetes isn't a component of it. But truthfully speaking, yeah, there's no way you can really know unless you have that annual eye exam.
Dr. Sedlecki, if someone is coming in just to change their glasses, would they routinely get a diabetes eye exam, or is that something you come in special for?
It's a good question. The truth of the matter is that sometimes yes, sometimes no, and it depends on your specific optometrist's office. There are many doctors out there who, when you show up to get your glasses, they do exactly what you want. They make your glasses, they do a great job, they pick out a nice frame for you, it looks great. And some of them, and they'll send you on your way, and they won't, you know, as long as you see pretty well, that's the end of it. Some doctors will offer either services where they can dilate the eyes at that visit and have a trained professional look at you. Other offices will offer something called a non-midriatic photograph. Basically, what it means is without dilating your eyes, they can take a picture of the back of the eye and either interpret it themselves or send it to me to look at. And you can actually have a lot of times your regular doctor or your glasses prescriber do these things as well. Truthfully, it's not as common as I'd like it to be. That being said, it is available, and it really depends on where you're located. But for a annual diabetic screening eye exam, typically those patients are either sent to me or another trained eye care professional for a comprehensive assessment and dilated eye exam.
And they would be sent to Dr. Sedlecki, because Dr. Andrew Sedlecki is an ophthalmologist and a cataract surgeon with Sedlecki Cataract and Vision Care, with offices all throughout Western New York and more coming all the time. So please make an appointment. Call 716-634-8500 or visit eyesonbuffalo.com for more information. Now, if left untreated and you don't realize you have diabetes, some signs and symptoms for the patient, doctor, are a few things that they're going to notice.
Yes. Usually most problems inside the eye that cause damage will result in some form of a decrease in vision. Patients will call this blurriness of the vision, or they'll say, I'm driving and I can't read the street signs, and I didn't see that car coming from the side of me and my wife yelled at me. You know, something like that will come up, and that can be one of your first signs. That's often typically the first sign. And most patients, when they have that type of symptoms, are pretty adept to ignore it and just say, it's been a while since I got new glasses, so I must just need some new glasses. But if you do develop any kind of new eye symptom and you have a history of diabetes, particularly if it comes to a decrease in the vision, well, then certainly it's reasonable to come see someone like myself or another eye care professional to look into that. Now, less common but potential symptoms of diabetes inside the eye is the onset of a new collection of floaters inside the eye, or floating little particles or specks of dust in the eye. This can represent bleeding inside the eye from diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Some patients will feel like they lose part of their vision, left, right, up, down. They lose a little bit of part. That can be a result of poor blood flow to the eye. And there's a bunch of other things, truthfully speaking. Sometimes patients will get a cataract because their blood sugar will go out of control for a couple of weeks, and a cataract will pop up out of nowhere, and they'll go almost blind. And the good news is those ones, we can actually fix those very, very easily.
Wow. And also difficulty perceiving color. That would get your attention.
Yes, it certainly would, although it depends on the time frame in which you develop it. I have a lot of my patients who develop cataracts who this process occurs so gradually over years and years that unbeknownst to them, they have these deficits, and as soon as they open their eyes from cataract surgery, you know, the colors are back, and it's bright and vivid and beautiful, and they'll often tell me that they've forgotten how colorful the world is. It's a wonderful thing. And so sometimes they'll have said that, you know, afterwards they'll say, oh, my husband's been telling me that, you know, that dress I was wearing was blue and I thought it was purple. You know, the funny little anecdotes like that. It's very common.
Doctor, if you are being checked for cataracts, can the doctor also tell during that appointment if you may have diabetes by looking at your eyes?
That's correct. Usually for most cataract evaluations, the pupil of the eye is dilated so we can do a full assessment of the cataract in preparation for surgery. And at that visit, they should be able to tell. Now, one important thing that I would like to note is that not all patients who have diabetes necessarily have problems inside the eye.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, most of the patients that I see, and that's thanks to the good work from a lot of the local primary care doctors in the area, most of the patients that I see for the dilated eye exams, the back of their eye and the front of it looks perfect. It looks wonderful. They're doing a great job. They're keeping their A1C low. They're eating right. They're exercising. They're doing the best they can. And they do wonderfully. So it's not 100% of the time. But indeed, if you are having an evaluation for cataract or cataract surgery, we would be able to pick up on changes of diabetes inside the eye. And it's on the surgeon to identify these things because it has some implications before, during, and after the cataract
Absolutely.
Surgery.
So if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, by all means, you should be getting your eyes checked once a year. Hey, let's protect our eyes. We only get two of them. And Dr. Andrew Sedlecki knows this personally. He's an ophthalmologist and a cataract surgeon with Sedlecki Cataract and Vision Care, with offices throughout Western New York. To make an appointment, write this down. Call 716-634-8500. That's 634-8500, or visit eyesonbuffalo.com for more information. And to find a Catholic medical partner physician in any specialty, and we are so grateful to them for these segments, please visit catholicmedicalpartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. And tell them you heard about it here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life.
To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.